Republicans working toward next year's election face another kind of inconvenient truth. A new poll from Morning Edition shows that President Bush's job approval ratings remain low. He's not on the ballot, but those low numbers remain a drag on his party. The Democratic Congress is even more unpopular. Here's NPR's political correspondent Mara Liasson.
In our latest poll, likely voters have grown even more pessimistic about the direction of the country. 68% say they feel the country is on the wrong track. That's not a good sign for the Republicans as they try to convince voters to give them a third term in the White House, according to the Democratic half of our polling team, Stan Greenberg.
These are dramatic numbers. The overall mood is the bleakest I've ever seen. In our polling, it's worse than 1992 when Clinton came in. The country is in a change mood, in a very, I think, frustrated, angry change mood.
Just how much are voters in the mood for change? Greenberg points to the generic presidential ballot question. Likely voters were asked, if the election were held today, would you vote for the Republican or the Democrat? 36% chose the Republican, 49% chose the Democrat, a Democratic advantage of 13 points. But when the names of actual candidates were plugged into the question, in this case, the two national frontrunners, the gap narrowed a lot. And that's where Glenn Bolger, our Republican pollster, sees a silver lining.
To me, the most stunning finding in this poll is, with a 13-point lead on the generic ballot for president, that Hillary Clinton is only winning by 3 points against the Republican's strongest candidate at this point in time, and that's Rudy Giuliani. She should be up by double digits, and she's only up by three. That means that in a year that the Democrats, in this political environment, if the Democrats don't win the presidency, they should stop trying. Well, that means that in this year, they're at risk of not winning.
There's also potential trouble for the Democrats in voters' judgment of the new Congress. Its overall approval rating is even worse than the president's. 69% disapprove, 25% approve. And that's a bipartisan judgment. Big majorities of Republicans, Democrats, and independents say they don't like the way the Congress, which is now controlled by Democrats, is doing its job. But, says Stan Greenberg, those strong feelings do not seem to be leading voters to turn to Republicans.
When we ask the question, when you look at the way things are in Congress, by 48 to 35%, by 13 points, it leads them to want to vote Democratic for Congress. So the more things play out in Washington, they find themselves leaning more and more to the Democrats.
Not so fast, says Republican Glenn Bolger. On the question of Congress, independents are siding with Republicans.
We lost the 2006 election because of independent voters. When you look at independents, they don't buy the argument that the Democrats are making. On this message, they agree that it's time for a change. It's time to vote against incumbents, regardless of party.
Barbara Woolley is an independent voter from Dillon, Montana. She wants the Iraq War to end, and she wants universal health insurance, positions that would seem to lead her to the Democrats in the presidential election. But on the question of Congress...
Yeah, I'm kind of like on the fence. It might be better if one branch was Republican so that the Democrats don't get too extreme. But I think, well, they might help keep each other in the center.
Rebecca Hoekstra from Pella, Iowa, is one of the reasons why Democrats are so optimistic these days. Hoekstra says she's a registered Republican and doesn't like what's going on in Congress, but she won't vote for the GOP next year.
I would go for a Democrat. I don't like what's going on.
She does like what Democrats are talking about, in particular...
health care. I feel that's important. I feel that the veterans are getting gypped. And I agree with what the Democrats are doing. I do. I do not agree with some of the things that the Republicans are doing. I honestly don't.
Mark Wasserman is an independent from Macungie, Pennsylvania, and a good example of the political problem that Republicans must solve next year.
I tend to favor the Republicans because I think they're more responsible as far as taxes and spending and the economy. In that regard, I would tend to favor the Republicans. Mm-hmm. But I just don't like the way some of them have supported Bush on some of his policies.
President Bush is a tremendous weight for his party to bear right now, and the trick for Republican candidates at all levels next year is to uphold the conservative principles that have been popular while separating themselves from a very unpopular administration. Mara Liasson, NPR News, Washington.
You can read the complete results of the NPR poll at npr.org.